I used to always see a film of him and Jarvis just going around in the inside of the ops, just snagging balls with one hand. You know, so the guy has great talent. He's definitely one of the LSU's great, and he's doing nothing but great things here in the NFL. I just hope that he's able to stay healthy and continue doing what he did throughout his rookie season.
He's really impressive. Obviously, he's a bigger guy than I thought he was going to be. Just because when you watch him run on tape, you know, you think he's a small, shifty guy. He's bigger than he looks on tape, and he's made all sorts of great catches already this week, just goofing around in practice. Obviously, everybody knows the one in Dallas where he caught that ball over his head. He's showing flashes of that each and every day.
It's incredible. I mean, just anybody who's watching that who's a fan of the game, it's pretty exciting play. I mean, it's one of the best catches of all time, no question. Just everything about it. I think that everybody looks at the catch first, but I mean, then staying in bounds, scoring the touchdown, the penalty, everything involved with it. It was a great play, and obviously put him on the map.
He's special. Odell's special, and I think he's shown that in a short amount of time in the league. I mean, he has, you know, put himself on the map, and specifically with the catch. I mean, the catch that he made this year is pretty unbelievable. But he's been great to throw to. He's extremely quick, gets out of his cuts really, really well. He's got great hands, and he's a good teammate. I mean, he's fun to be around.
Man, he has that thing that people will come and pay for. You want to see him play, and you know if you just hold on, something spectacular is coming. And it's amazing because I watching him warm up all year, and I remember, you know, I said, look at OD. I mean, stop showing off, man. Stop showing off with all these one-hand catches. You know you're never going to do that in a game. And he did. It was amazing to see that. So I'm expecting, man, what an upside the kid has. What an upside. And the greatest part of it, man, he's so physically gifted, but his greatest asset is his love for what he does. It's not about his physical gifts. It's about the heart, his love for what he does. That's how you get that great.